To loosen the lock ring and nut assembly that holds the accelerator linkage rods together, he said, a special tool would be needed. A couple, in fact. I'd estimate it'll take about half an hour to get this back together. I have the tools, though, in my toolbox.
Your toolbox is back at the house, Lockman said.
Yes, Barris nodded. Then we'll have to get to a gas station and either borrow theirs or get their tow truck out here. I suggest we get them out here to look it over before we drive it again.
Hey, man, Lockman said loudly. Did this happen by accident, or was this done deliberately, like the Cephscope?
Barris pondered, still smiling his wily, rueful smile.
I couldn't say for sure about this. Normally, sabotage on a car, malicious damage to cause an accident.
He glanced at Arctur, his eyes invisible behind his green shades.
We almost piled up. If that vet had been coming any faster, there was almost no ditch to head for. You should have cut the ignition as soon as you realized that happened.
I got it out of gear, Arctur said, when I realized. For a second, I couldn't figure it out.
He thought if it had been the brakes, if the brake pedal had gone to the floor, I'd have flashed on it sooner, known better what to do. This was so weird.
Someone deliberately did it,
Lockman said loudly. He spun around in a circle of fury, lashing out with both fists.
Motherfucker! We almost bought it! They fucking almost got us!
Barris, standing visible by the side of the freeway with all its heavy traffic whizzing by, got out a little horn snuff box of death tabs and took several. He passed the snuff box to Lockman, who took a few, then passed it to Arctur.
And maybe that's what's fucking us up, Arctur said, declining irritably. Messing up our brains.
Dope can't screw up an accelerator linkage and carb idle adjustment, Barris said, still holding the snuff box out to Arctur.
You'd better drop at least three of these. They're primo, but mild, cut with a little meth.
Put the damn snuff box away, Arctur said.
He felt in his head loud voices singing, terrible music, as if the reality around him had gone sour. Everything now, the fast-moving cars, the two men, his own car with its hood up, the smell of smog, the bright, hot light of midday. It all had a rancid quality, as if, throughout, his world had putrefied, rather than anything else. Not so much become all at once, because of this, dangerous, not frightening, but more as if rotting away, stinking in sight and sound and odor. It made him sick, and he shut his eyes and shuddered.
What do you smell? Lockman asked. A clue, man? Some engine smell that...
Dog shit, Arctur said. He could smell it from within the engine area. Bending, he sniffed, smelled it distinctly and more strongly.
Weird, he thought. Freaky and fucking weird. Do you smell dog shit?
He asked Barris and Lockman.
No,
Lockman said, eyeing him.
To Barris, he said, were there any psychedelics in that dope?
Barris, smiling, shook his head. As he bent over the hot engine, smelling dog shit, Arctur knew to himself that it was an illusion. There was no dog shit smell. But still, he smelled it. And now he saw, smeared across the motor block, especially down low by the plugs, dark brown stains, an ugly substance.
Oil, he thought. Spilled oil, thrown oil. I may have a leaky head gasket.
But he needed to reach down and touch to be sure, to fortify his rational conviction. His fingers met the sticky brown smears and his fingers leaped back. He had run his fingers into dog shit. There was a coating of dog shit all over the block on the wires. Then he realized it was on the firewall as well. Looking up, he saw it on the soundproofing underneath the hood. The stink overpowered him and he shut his eyes, shuddering.